The United Nations Support Mission in Libya said in a statement it was particularly concerned about water contamination and the lack of sanitation after Mediterranean Storm Daniel collapsed two dams and sent a wall of water gushing through the eastern city of Derna last week, killing at least 11,000. Georgette Gagnon is United Nations Humanitarian Coordinator for Libya.
Given the nature and scope of this tragedy, we're very concerned about the health impact and the potential spread of waterborne diseases, as water sources and sewer networks have been severely damaged. We're also concerned that floodwaters have shifted landmines and unexploded remnants of war, leaving displaced people at risk of injury and death.
Nine UN agencies are in the country responding to the disaster and are working to prevent diseases from taking hold and creating another crisis in the devastated country. The UN mission in Libya said the country is receiving 28 tons of medical supplies from the World Health Organization. Much of that is concentrated in the devastated city of Derna.
My name is Rana Kseifi. I'm heading the UNHCR Libya protection team. I'm here on the ground in Derna with my colleagues.
Safi said Derna lies in ruins as recovery and rescue teams work to get help to the people who need it.
UNHCR has already provided core relief items as a first and immediate response, and we're working with our local partners to provide a lot more to try to mitigate the impact on those families who continue to suffer tremendous amount of shock. But the needs are huge and a lot more support is needed and urgent.
Libyan officials said that at least 150 people, 55 of them children, suffered diarrhea after drinking contaminated water in Derna. Margaret Harris was with the World Health Organization. She told Al Jazeera English that it's now a race against time to get basic services to flood victims.
Shelter, clean water, and of course health care. That's the other thing, that we are really working to get all that as close to people where they are as quickly as possible.
There have reportedly been signs of unity among everyday Libyans since the disaster. Rival governing factions, however, have been in charge in the country since 2014, after the power vacuum left behind when the late dictator Muammar Gaddafi was toppled in 2011. The opposing governments have both deployed humanitarian teams to the port city and other affected areas. But poor coordination, difficulty getting aid to the hardest-hit areas, and the destruction of Derna's infrastructure, including several bridges, have hampered their efforts. International aid has also been pouring in, but British Foreign Minister James Cleverly told Sky News that the chaotic political situation there has made getting help to those who need it much more challenging.
We've deployed an emergency medical team, and we will coordinate with other countries. Indeed, when I was in Ankara in Turkey, just at the tail end of last week, I was speaking with the Turkish foreign minister and defense minister about what more we could do as an international coalition to support them. But the governance situation in Libya makes it incredibly difficult.
Protesters gathered outside the Al-Shabana Mosque Monday in central Derna to protest the authorities. Years of warnings about the immediate need for maintenance on the collapsed dams went unheeded by the anarchic and corrupt rulers. The White House said in a statement that the U.S. will provide an additional $11 million of aid to local and international organizations responding to humanitarian needs. International groups said Monday that about 40,000 people have been displaced across northeast Libya, including 30,000 in Derna. Residents from the nearby cities of Benghazi and Tobruk have offered to put up the displaced, while volunteer rescue teams search for survivors in the rubble. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.